Shine upon us, God of glory, and by your Spirit, reveal to us the grace and truth of Jesus Christ, your word made flesh. Amen. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get my myself organized here. So when Luke, we heard a lot from Luke the past couple of weeks. When Luke tells of the Christ child being revealed to shepherds in Matthew has a different story of foreign magi, non-Jewish wise men, priestly sages from the East who were experts in astrology and the interpretation of dreams. And they were following a star in the west that revealed the birth of a new king and led them to a shelter in Bethlehem. Listen now to the word of God for us today from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Oops. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.